You're listening to Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
You miss us? Raider Nation, did you miss us live from Radio Row? I sure hope so, because we missed you guys. Eddie Pascal and producer Trav here, as I mentioned, at Radio Row in Miami. Beautiful Miami. And as promised, we had a good show yesterday, and we said we are going to be back on Friday afternoon. Start your weekend with the UFR boys, and hopefully that is what all of you are doing. And we got a good episode here today. Yesterday, we welcomed in Max Crosby, our candidate for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Today, we welcome in his counterpart on the offensive side of the ball, Mr. Josh Jacobs, numero 28, the Silver and Black candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And the beauty of doing it on Radio Row, you get that Nat sound, a little natural energy right there, Marcus. Anyway, so as I said, a great show today. We got Josh Jacobs, who's going to pop through in a little bit, as well as NFL Network's very own Lindsay Rhodes, who was good enough to stop by and give us a few minutes of her time on what is a very, very busy week for her as well. And I won't spoil anything. Make sure you listen to the Lindsay Rhodes interview all the way through, because a special friend, a special guest, an old friend of ours, pops in and makes a pretty good cameo. So stick around for that. We're not doing anything fancy today. We're getting in, we're getting out. It's the weekend. We're here in beautiful South Beach. And let's be honest, we got to enjoy a little taste of the town, a little local flavor, if you will. So we're just going to start rocking and rolling. But I do have to say to our loyal listeners out there, all 19 of you guys, no victory formation today. And that's because, well, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Cartwright, a.k.a. Booby Martin, has left us. He hasn't left this earth, but he decided he was going to head back to California, take care of some high-level business for the Silver and Black. So he is on a plane, actually right about now. I think he's due to take off in about 25, 30 minutes here, and he is headed back to beautiful California. So no victory formation, just me, producer Trav, our thoughts, and the 75,000 people here at Radio Row coming at you. So there it is. And let's get ready to rock. As I said, the reason we're here, well, not the main reason, not the only reason, but the main reason, I should say, is because of Josh and Max Crosby, NFL honors tomorrow night, where both of those guys are up for Rookie of the Year, both offensive and defensive, as I mentioned earlier. And we gave a lot of love to Max yesterday, for very good reason. The man has had a stellar 2019 campaign, and the future is very bright for him. So today, the love is continuing, baby. This is a show full of love, and today is Josh Jacobs Friday. Hashtag JJF on Upon Further Review. And so we sat down with the man. We asked him about his offseason. We asked him what it would mean to win Rookie of the Year, and we asked him about coming through on a promise that he made someone very special, made to someone very special in his life when he was a little kid. So here it is, without any further ado, our conversation with the Raiders' stud rookie running back, Josh Jacobs. Well, we had the guy who was up for Defensive Rookie of the Year in yesterday in Mad Max Crosby. That's a hard one to say, man. Shoot. And today we got the Offensive Rookie of the Year nominee, Josh Jacobs, in the house. And Josh, first off, man, it's been a couple months since we saw you. Well, actually, a little bit over a month. How has the offseason gone for you so far?
It hasn't really been off season.
Just grinding. How you
feeling? Yeah, man. I feel really good. Body feels really good. It's just, man, I've been doing so much, like everything back to back. I haven't had a chance to really rest yet.
I gotta ask you too, man. You've done a lot of really cool things since you entered the league. I know it's only been not even a year.
Yeah.
But you did one of the coolest things that I think I've seen a guy do in a really long time. You bought your dad a house.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Anyone who's read your story, who knows anything about you, probably knows how meaningful that was to you. But what was that always the plan, to get the old man a crib? Or how did that kind of – that moment in time kind of come to
you? Man, believe it or not, I told him – I think it was eighth grade. Seventh or eighth grade, I remember I told him. I said, man, when things are different for us, I'm going to buy you a crib. And I remember him telling me, like, man, I remember us having that conversation. And, I mean, he said, you know, your kids always say things like that, but you never know, like, will it actually happen? And, I mean, when I had the opportunity to do it, it was just like, it was a no-brainer for me. It was easily top three moments of my life.
What are the other two?
I would say having my baby, and then obviously getting drafted. Yeah.
I mean, it's right up there. I mean, yeah. it's it's one of those things where, like I said, like, you've been so good about sharing your story. People have been, and it's a great story. It's an inspiring one. But to see you kind of come full circle to give it back, I mean, what was that moment in time where you saw him? Look,
just gave me chills. I mean, because honestly, man, that's what it's always been about for me. It's always been about that for me. It's don't get me wrong. Like, football is definitely a thing that I love to do, and I'm definitely the ultimate competitor. But it's always knew that it was bigger than me. I know that this platform that I'm on, I mean, it reaches a lot of people. And it's like, if I don't inspire others to want to do better and inspire them to want to be better, then I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at. And I want to give back. I don't want to be one of the people that leave and then nothing changed. Don't create change. You know what I'm saying? So we actually have, me and Kia, we actually have a partnership where we donated money for the game. I donated already. And for every yard in the game, we're donating $1,000. But we have a bigger donation that we're going to do that I can't really speak on too much, but it's going to be dope.
That's really cool, man. Yeah. That's really, really cool. Yeah. So your dad's got his house. He's all taken care of, which is great. What about Josh Jacobs? You got a house in Vegas yet, or what's
I'm
that?
Actually going out there next week. So I'm going to be out there next week, a few days, to try to figure out what I want to do. I know I want to live like 25, 30 minutes away from the Strip. I don't really have a problem commuting or whatever, but yeah, I'm trying to stay in the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey man, I know exactly what you're saying.
Man,
hey.
Because it's like all of this, it's just a lot, you know? And then I'm probably one of the most like chill dudes. I just like to kick it at the crib. So just long as I have a pool and video games, I'm good.
Is that something that you guys have like talked about? Like, as like, yo, it's like, things are going to change, right? And it's a good change, but it's a change nonetheless. And the mindset, the demeanor, I imagine, has got to be a little bit different when you get to Vegas compared to Oakland.
So I've actually been talking with a lot of, like, hotels and stuff, and a lot of them trying to do, like, partnerships with me and things like that. And I've been talking to them because a lot of them have casinos. So I've been talking to them, like, how do we put it where the players can, like, not get in here as much? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we need to structurally, like, figure that out? So we actually coming up with a couple of plans. I know the Cosmo, they coming up with a couple of plans of helping prevent that, you know what I'm saying, for players from doing that. So, I mean, I know that the city is Vegas, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is, but I feel like the better we can get at that, the better off the team would be. So I hope that the Raiders end up having classes or anything on, you know what I'm saying, what to do, what not to do out there and things like that. So we'll see how it play out.
I mean, sage wisdom, dude, because, you know, it's – people think all the time about Vegas and, oh, man, it's going to be crazy, this and that. And that's for normal guys like me and you. Like, we both know we're playing in different sandboxes for sure. You know what I mean? But I can't even imagine what it's going to be like. It's going to take, I feel like, a lot of self-discipline. A lot of, like, really being on your P's and Q's and knowing that you got something bigger and more important than a Friday night.
Not only that, it's just like, man, we're going to be a big attraction out there. There's so many people that's going to be looking at you, and it's going to be so many cameras. You have to literally almost do everything right, like literally like to the T. So I've been telling guys, like, we, like the rookie group, we all have a group chat.
I know, and you wouldn't tell me what the name was. Honestly, you're going to tell me today? I know you wouldn't tell me in April.
Nah, because there was, we all have a group chat. So, man, we talk about a lot of things, man. We talk about stepping into that leadership role this year. I know a lot of the guys play big roles this year, but we trying to take it to that next level. We trying to change the culture and the mentality of the team, man, and try to get back to that dynasty. So we all keep up with that. We all try to, man, post our little workout videos and stuff, like get each other pumped and just get ready to get back on it.
Who makes you laugh the most in the group chat? Because everyone knows in one group chat, there's one dude who makes you laugh harder than anyone.
For me, it's either John, because, you know, John is a character, man.
I know. He was sitting in that chair yesterday. I know he's a character.
It's either John or I would say – I don't know, bro. That's a lot of funny guys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of funny guys. The group chat is pretty crazy.
All right, Josh, we got to ask you one thing before we get out of here. I asked Max yesterday the same thing, to make the case for you to win Rookie of the Year, and he gave a very compelling argument. I'm not going to put you on the spot to make you give the case for you to make Rookie of the Year, because I know it's not really your deal.
Yeah.
But why should Max win Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Man, Max is the most slept on defensive player in the league, I feel like, honestly. And I mean, it's crazy because me and him have these talks a lot. And it's just like I tell him, like, man, you have leading in sacks, leading in, like, tip passes, like all of these kind of things. And I'm just telling him, man, just regardless of how I play out, bro, stay true to you, and because he's going to be a beast. this rookie stuff is, for both of us, I feel like it's cool. But in the grand scheme of things, he's going to be a household name, and he's going to be a legendary, for real.
And that's what we're hoping. And last one before we get you out of here, Josh. I don't know if you remember, but our guy Kyle asked you a question at training camp last year about possibly being named Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what, man? I'm going to let my play do the talking.
Yeah.
What did the play say this year?
Man, I mean, the play definitely did the talking, but it's crazy because I feel like I didn't do enough. I feel like I left a lot of yards and a lot of things on the field. And it's a lot of my game that I feel like I can still improve on. So that's my biggest thing. I've been working harder than ever trying to make that step that I make sure I don't also get that sophomore slump. But not only that, but just improve.
Well, I mean, you're off to a great start. 2019 was a great season for young Josh Jacobs, and 2020 is going to be even better. We appreciate you coming and hanging out with us a few minutes, man. It was good to see you. We will catch up with you very soon at 1220 in Vegas, wherever it is. We're excited, brother. Good to see you, man.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
And there it is, Josh Jacobs, the probable, hopeful NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, at least the guy that we believe has done enough to take home that hardware tomorrow night. Like I said, NFL honors coming at you guys Saturday night from down here in Miami, so make sure you tune in for that to find out the fates of Josh and Max and hopefully, some good news headed to fans of Raider Nation. As I said, busy show today, good show, even though we don't have any victory formation, Kyle, but we do have the double guest, the infamous double guest. So we go from Josh, and we welcome in, or actually I should say we did welcome in a little bit ago, NFL Network's very own Lindsay Rose. You can follow along Lindsay on Twitter at Lindsay_Rose. I like the simplicity of that. People get too fancy with their Twitter names these days. I respect that immensely from Lindsay, Lindsay_Rose. And she was good enough to swing by. It's a pretty crazy week for all of the NFL Network personalities who are out here in Miami. They have so many shows. They have so many media obligations. So we really, really appreciate Lindsay stopping by to chop it up with us for a little bit. And I got to be honest with you guys, we've done a lot of interviews this week. We have talked to a lot of people, and it has been a blast. But I don't know if we had more fun doing an interview than this one coming up with Lindsay. So here it is, guys. Lindsay Rhodes from NFL Network. And Lindsay, I got to ask you, we're sitting in front of the Raiders backdrop here.
Yes.
The Las Vegas Raiders. Is that going to, as a broadcaster,
it's gonna is, be
that
weird.
Gonna, is it going to be hard to get
totally.
Used to?
Totally. I still call the Chargers San Diego on the reg. So, yes, it will probably be about 3 years before I get Las Vegas down.
We have it's kind of a funny internal thing. So, on everywhere, people call Derek David Carr.
Me too.
Listen,
included.
We've all done it, but every time that we hear someone do it or one of us does it,
oh, yeah?
We put a dollar in the jar.
Okay.
And so I feel like Ooh. Now we're going to have an every time you call us the Oakland Raiders or you don't say the Las Vegas Raiders, you got to put a dollar in the jar.
No. See, now you're cutting into my pocketbook. I don't like this idea.
But
and I also don't like
you.
The David Derrick because I would lose money that way too. I've done that several times on the air.
What is the one that gets you hung up the most? Is it the San Diego one still? I know
San Diego,
the San Diego
yeah.
for us is still
yeah.
really, really hard to break
just,
that habit.
Well, the problem with that, too, is that there's two Los Angeles teams. So not only does it feel weird to say Los Angeles Chargers because just we're trained to say San Diego Chargers, but, like, the L.A., you can't just say L.A. because then that's something that needs specifying.
Yeah.
It's just – I wish the league had checked with me before they did this because, you know, I feel like it's very hard for a broadcaster. I'm just kidding, obviously. But, yeah, so we'll get used to Las Vegas.
It'll come in time.
It'll come.
In time. It is going to be cool, though, just the optics of it and the new market. It's all fresh.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. We've talked about it a lot, obviously, in the past couple of weeks, but in the past 48 hours especially, about how it's going to be such a fresh start for this team, this organization,
yeah.
in a brand new stadium, top
yeah.
of the line, everything. It's going to be pretty exciting for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, with a draft kickoff.
Yes.
How about the draft stuff? That looks fun.
I know. It is going to be something. Are you going to be in Vegas for the draft or are you going to be in the studio? Or are we too far out from that?
I'm typically in studio. So
okay.
my guess is that I'll be in studio.
That's good.
Because that's always been the case in the past. Yeah, I'll make my pitch. I think you guys need me there.
The Raiders have two first-round picks. There's a lot going on.
Oh
There's
gosh.
So much excitement in the first round this year.
Yes.
I think you should go.
Thank you very much.
Let me know who I need
can
to email.
Can I get
email.
A copy of this tape? I'm going to send it to my boss. The Raiders want me there. I think that's what I just heard, right?
Yeah.
Like, you speak for Mayock. And
I've done no Mike, I know that you listen to this show every week. I'm not doing that, but I am saying We should get you.
He better be listening to it now because I'm on it.
Oh, he will. He will.
Okay. And if I don't hear back about the things that I said, Mike Mayock, then we're fighting.
Oof. Speaking of Mike, heck of a year. Heck of a start
Such
for
a
Double
great
M.
Year.
Heck
so,
of a start.
So excited for him. It sounds stupid to say proud of him, but like, you know, I worked with him for a long time at NFL Network. Huge fan of him at NFL Network. Like, he's just, I'm so glad that he's doing this and that everybody's getting a chance to see what he can do and that he's crushing it. Because you never know how something's going to translate, you know. But with him, he's always been such a tape guy. And, like, we would try to get him to do TV stuff, and he would roll his eyes and be like, you're asking me? I can't even do a Mayock. Okay, never mind. I'm not even going to try to do that.
I would love to hear the Mayock impersonation.
I started with it and then realized I can't do that. But he's got such a strong Philly accent. I'll tell you what the one is Eric Berry. Eric Berry. Eric Berry.
Oh,
yeah, I translated for you. Will forever be Eric Berry to me because that's what Mike Mayock called him right out of the gate. But anyway, he was just that guy, like, any of the fluff that sometimes is necessary for TV, or like, okay, you know, the quarterbacks move the needle, and he'd be like, I do not want to talk about a quarterback again. Like, I want to talk to you about the offensive guard out of whatever school, and you're just like,
who played 6 months of college football, but he loves the tape.
Totally.
He loves that first step.
Yes. But I love that. Like, yeah. So I'm a nerd, right? I want all of that. Like, that I'm that viewer that wants, I want you to tell me about the guy that I don't know about. I want you to tell me where you, all of it. Sometimes, you know, TV producers don't feel that way. They're like, let's go another round on Burrow. Yeah. And how about Tua? And so, you know, sometimes you just kind of go, okay, Mike, we're going to do two questions about quarterbacks. And then you throw in a random guy that nobody knows that you're excited about. But I'm the person that would eat up the
you're
random
waiting
guy.
I'm for like, it. You're like, all right, that's yes. Cool. Yeah, I know about the quarterback. Let's
so the
get
whole,
to
like,
the-
his draft last year, everyone was freaking out about the number 4 pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if he was sitting at the desk and he was the draft analyst and he'd been telling us for months how much he loved him, then we would all be like, that's a great pick. Yay, they got who they wanted. You know what I mean? It's just so weird. He's good. He gets it.
Yeah.
And he's always been one of those people in the league, too, where, like, I've gone around with him to pro days and stuff, and the hardcore football people – the GMs and the people who just live and breathe football, they have always been Mike's people. Like, they love him. And so you always knew that the things that he was saying, they're not fluffy things. They're not just like, oh, I'm hearing whatever. It's like the good football people, the Bill Belichick type people in the world, they think like him.
Which is a good thing for us.
I think he's going to be good for you guys.
I know, and he really hit it out of the park. I mean, you look, we're here on Radio Row, but a big portion of the reason why we're here, we have two guys up for NFL honors tomorrow. We got Josh Jacobs, mm-hmm. Rookie of the Year, mm-hmm. Max Crosby, Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
And that's a pretty good way for him and Coach Gruden to start off year one together. Two guys up for Rookie of the Year.
So James Jones on Total Access last night made a pitch for Max Crosby. He said he thinks that he should be the Defensive Rookie of the Year over Nick Bosa, and went into all the reasons why and made a really strong argument about what he's done and how he doesn't have the guys around him at the moment that Nick Bosa. Like, Nick Bosa's surrounded by people.
Yeah,
he's got
dudes from left to right.
That, like, doesn't take anything away from what he does. Nick Bosa is obviously awesome, okay? But you are allowed to do what you do and just, like, unleash it when the guy next to you is doing his job. And the guy next to you on the other side is doing his job. Like, it just elevates the whole thing. So, not to say that, but the Raiders are still building. You know what I mean? Like, especially on the defensive side of the ball, there's more to do.
You look at 7-9, there's still work to be done.
So, there's an argument about what Max Crosby did and that he did it without 5 first-rounders around him on the defensive line. I think he kind of opened my eyes a little bit to – I mean, I knew Max Crosby had a great season, but I think James Jones made some really strong arguments for him. That said, I don't think he – and I don't want to – I think Nick Bosa just – the whole, like, the groundswell. I think Nick Bosa is going to take home the award, but I think that Max Crosby is a star.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look at Josh, too. And we were looking at Josh's numbers, like, an hour ago. Impressive, and then even more impressive when you realize he missed 3 games.
It's insane.
And not only did he miss 3 games, he had a bum shoulder for 50% of the season.
Yeah.
And he was still going out there and competing and getting better and better week after week.
And if I had a vote, I would vote for Josh for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
We do need to get you to Vegas.
For sure.
We do need to get you to Vegas.
Well, I mean, but that's not even like a bias thing or anything like that. Josh Jacobs was really good. I mean, what you guys had from a wide receiver standpoint this year after all the Antonio Browns, you know, they tried to make moves, but, like,
there wasn't that guy.
He did it without that, like, really strong wide receiving core that could stretch the field. And, like, you could stack the box against Josh. It didn't matter. He was still doing what he did. He's a stud. So I'm really excited about Josh Jacobs' future, and I think that what he did out of the gate changed your fortunes dramatically. I thought you won games this year because you had Josh Jacobs, yeah, and then the offensive line too.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny he's talking about James again, because James also said essentially what you did. He goes, "This when you're a defensive coordinator, you come into the game and you say, I have to stop Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, that was it.
And it didn't matter. People still, they tried. They did whatever they could, and off he ran.
Yeah. And A.J. Brown was a stud, and
he's
another guy that you're
going
to talk about in
away from him at
Kyler
all.
Murray. But I think I just think it's obvious. For me, it's Josh Jacobs as the offensive rookie of the year.
Look, I hope so. I'm thinking the same thing, sending the same vibes that you are. But I'm curious for you, what does your Super Bowl Sunday look like?
Like personally?
Yeah.
Or
like this Sunday? Like.
So this Sunday, I will be going to the airport and flying home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's not the answer you were expecting.
It was not. That threw me off a little bit as you see me stutter and now try to figure out what to do.
No, so I do NFL Total Access on Monday from the studio in Los Angeles. So I'm flying back on Sunday, and I will watch the game from my couch like everybody else in America at a party or whatever. But NFL Network will be on the air for, I think we're doing like 8 live hours for game day morning, and then there will be a game day prime and after the game, and so pretty much before, after, all of it. If you're into Super Bowl coverage, go ahead and turn on NFL Network, have it on in the background while you pre-party.
Party and post-party, obviously.
Tons of information to get you set for the game.
Yes, that sounds great. Lindsay Rose, thank you so much. This was a blast. We'll see you in Vegas. We're going to get you to the draft party. I'm going to have Mike make some calls.
Yes.
We're going to do it all. Oh, hang on.
You guys have poll.
Marcel.
Hi.
The infamous Lindsay Rose.
That's a bad thing, you realize.
No, it's not.
Infamous means like famous for negative reasons. It's like notorious. Whatever. We don't need to dwell. Well, that's not what you meant. Okay.
Hi, Marcel. That's not what I meant. Lindsay Rose is amazing, awesome, one of my favorite people to work with. And my question for you is, what's your favorite part of Super Bowl?
My favorite part of Super Bowl? My favorite part of Super Bowl is the week and just running into people that you don't see all year long. And Marcel Reese. But I do see him all year long. I saw him last week. So
I saw Marcel last week, too.
Like, did you?
Yes, we were at the stadium together. Oh, was it last week?
See?
It might have been 2 weeks ago.
Just running together when it comes to
I know. It might have been 2 weeks ago. It was in the past 30 days, though. I think that's fair, right?
But so here's the thing. Like, so I'll work with Marcel Reese all week, and we sit in a meeting, and then we do Total Access together. But there's no, like, downtime throughout the course of a regular day where you're just, like, sitting and talking and whatever. And my favorite part of Super Bowl is – I mean, Super Bowl is fun and the game is fun and all of it's great. But then it feels a little bit like summer camp meets high school reunion. And it's people, a lot of people that you don't see all year long. And then people like Marcel that you do see, but you don't have time to just sit and decompress and like actually talk to and get to know. So I'm a big lobby bar at the end of the night. Just sit there, watch people walk through, and then talk to people that you don't get a chance to talk to.
I mean, everyone could use a little Marcel Reese hang time in their
life.
Yes. Everybody. It's good for the soul,
that
man. It's
nice.
Good for the soul. I know. Get out of here. We'll see you later, bro.
Yay, Marcel.
Well, Marcel and Lindsay Rose. Look at that. The beauty of Radio Row.
Yay.
Magic.
My brother's going to be so proud of me because he's the biggest Raiders fan in the whole wide world, and he's going to be so happy that I did this.
Thank you. So a big shout out to our new friend Lindsay Rhodes, as well as our old friend, fan of the program, Marcel Reese. The best fullback that there ever was, I should say. Well, I don't know about that. Alec Ingold, you're going to give him a run for his money. But one of our favorites, Marcel Reese, a guy that we have enjoyed talking with every time he's in town. And so that was a lot of fun. And a big thank you to Lindsay as well. So we're done. We are out of here. It has been a really, really productive couple weeks. It feels like a couple weeks, Travi. Productive days down here in South Beach. We have talked to so many people. We have so much good stuff. We couldn't get to everything this week. That's how much good stuff we had for you guys. So make sure you're hanging out with us. You are not going anywhere because we are going to continue to drop our interviews from our time here over the next couple days and weeks. So be sure to tune in. And also, I have to give a special shout out to our public relations assistant, Cam, a.k.a. Rick Ross Rousseau, who helped us out in a big way today. We had a bit of a snafu with some credentialing things for later in the weekend, but Cam came through. And I'll be honest, Travi, I don't know if I've seen a man that has embraced the lifestyle, the flavor, the flair of Miami more than our very own Cam.
Yeah, he definitely adopted the lifestyle, as I would say, as the week went on.
He's rebranded. I don't even recognize the man.
No.
I don't even – and that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Look, I told Cam, I said, Cam, baby, you could make a great life down here for yourself. You know, he's got the stogies, the beautiful shirts, the chest hair exposed. Cam is living, and I wouldn't even say Cam is living. Cam is thriving here in Miami. So I hope we can bottle this positive energy that Cam was feeding us all week. We can take that back to 1220. We can bottle it there and ship it to the desert. Because what Cam Russo is cooking right now is five-star. Unquestionably five-star. So a big shout-out to Cam for his help. You're the man, brother. And we will see you back at 1220. Speaking of 1220, we are back next week, right, Travis? Normal time, normal location, a return to the Beat Laboratory. It felt weird not being in there this week. But duty calls, and we are on the road here in Miami. But it'll be good to be home. It will certainly feel good to be home, back in the friendly confines of 1220 Harbor Bay Parkway. So until then, Eddie Pascal, producer Trav, a big thank you to Josh Jacobs, Lindsay Rhodes, a big thank you to everyone who really made these past couple days possible for us, because there is so much that goes into getting us from Oakland to here. The plane ride, the hotel, the setup here at the media center. I mean, there is so much that goes into it, all to put together this silly program that you guys enjoy. And it is so much fun, and we are so grateful that we've had people that have bought into what we're doing and want to take us out and give us a little taste of the people. And it does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. And that said, until next week, Eddie Pascal, Trav, Lindsay Rhodes, I mentioned everyone, and we will catch you guys next week on Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network.